Chapter 12, The Eagle. In the previous chapter, we wrote about a bird. You will remember, it was that tender and loving creature, the dove. Now we want to tell you about another kind of bird, and that is the eagle. Very different from the dove, isn't it? And all the living creatures that God has made are different from each other. You will not find two which are just the same. How wonderful are the works of God, and they show how full He is of wisdom and power and goodness. Well, the eagle, as you know, is a large bird with great wings, which it can spread out wide when it wants to fly. It has very sharp eyes and can see a long way off. It can fly very swiftly and mount up high into the sky so that you will hardly be able to see it. It can reach high up the rocks and mountains and make its nest where it is difficult to find it. It was also one of those unclean birds which the Jews were not to eat. Now in the Bible, God has made use of this wonderful bird, the eagle, to show what He will do with His people. You know that the children of Israel were kept in Egypt for 400 years, and Pharaoh made them work hard in making bricks. God sent Moses to bring His people out of Egypt. Pharaoh would not let them go, but God punished him for this, and at last he had to let them go. So God set His people free and brought them through the Red Sea, and the Egyptians were drowned. Now God said it was as if He carried His people on eagle's wings to bring them to Himself. We are told that the eagle carries the baby birds on its wings and so teaches them to fly. In this way, God carried His children safely and quickly out of Egypt. Then you know the children of Israel had to go through the desert to reach the promised land. God led them about in the wilderness and gave them bread from heaven to eat and water out of the rock. How God cared for His people! He says it was like the eagle, which takes great care of its young ones. It stirs up the nest and flutters over the young birds with its wings, and then spreads its wings and carries them on its wings. So the Lord led His own children in the wilderness. Then we are told in the Bible how the eagle makes its nest on high in the rocks and mountains. But though it is so high, its eyes are so strong that it can see a long way off. There, deep down in the valley, the eagle sees a young animal or another bird, and it flies swiftly to catch it and bring it home to its nest. So it finds its food and brings some for its young ones. How sad it is, though, to see one animal killing another for its food. But this is all because of sin. Before Adam and Eve sinned, it was not like this, but all the animals lived together in peace. What a dreadful thing, then, sin is. And we have it in our hearts and lives, and need to seek the Lord to give us repentance and to cleanse us from our sins. Jesus is in heaven to give repentance and forgiveness of sins. His precious blood, which He shed on the cross, can cleanse from all sin. This, then, we need to seek and to wait upon the Lord for it. To encourage those who seek His face, the Lord has said that those that wait upon Him shall find Him. They shall walk and not faint. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall even mount up with wings as eagles, because he will so strengthen them and bless them with answers to their prayers. Now for some texts which you will be able to find and read. If you look in the book of Exodus, chapter 19, you will see there about the people being brought out of Egypt on eagle's wings. And in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, you will find about their being carried in the wilderness. Then the high nest of the eagle is spoken of in the 39th chapter of the book of Job, and the promise to those that wait upon the Lord in the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah. The unclean birds, as we have mentioned before, are in the book of Leviticus, chapter 11.